Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And it's our News Watch unit for today. We've got a couple of things that are happening in the news. They're not really political news or society news. They're all about, I guess, science news, I suppose. There's something about concrete here, and there's also something about oysters in New York. You probably know more about that than me because you used to live there. I guess the oysters in New York are pretty tasty, huh?
I don't like oysters, so I can't tell you whether they are or not. I think they're a little bit slimy, which means really slippery, and it kind of makes me gag, like trying to swallow them. They're not my favorite thing.
Yeah, I was a vegetarian for many years. I kind of eat meat occasionally now, but oysters is not really my preferred food. Of course, you can have them in an oyster omelet if you go up to the Shirley Night Market. But in any case,
I like those. Those are okay.
Those are tasty as heck.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. But we're also going to be talking about puddles, which is when water gathers in the street. That's a big problem, especially if you're trying to ride your motorcycle in the rain and a taxi goes through a puddle and it sprays your legs with water and you get all wet and you show up at the office and you got to figure out how you're going to dry your pants because you got an important meeting at 9 o'clock. Oh, it's so embarrassing. So yes, indeed, this thirsty concrete might be just what the doctor ordered for people here in Taiwan. So let's get to it. Let's find out what these puddles are all about, or this thirsty concrete. And we'll also talk about oysters in New York Harbor. Let's go. No more puddles with thirsty concrete. Concrete is not something most people pay much attention to. However, a strange new thirsty concrete could change that. Top Mix Permeable Concrete, created by a British company, is a super absorbent surface covering that lets water seep through it rather than accumulate on the surface. It was invented in an attempt to combat flooding, but it also helps get rid of puddles on bike paths and racetracks. The special concrete allows water to drain through a system of large pebbles into a loose layer of rubble, then permeating into a bottom layer of soil. Embedded drainage channels further increase the amount of water the concrete can absorb. The company claims that the concrete is able to prevent flash flooding and that the stored water underneath will also help cool the ground when it's particularly hot outside. However, the concrete does have some disadvantages. For example, in areas where the weather gets too cold, the concrete may suffer damage if the water below freezes and cracks the surface.
Oysters to return to New York Harbor. Strange as it may seem, oysters are an important part of New York's history. The waters of New York Harbor were the perfect place for oysters to thrive. In return, the oysters not only kept the water clean, but were enjoyed as a delicacy by the locals. However, hundreds of years of sewage, pollution, and dredging have contributed to the complete disappearance of oysters in the harbor. That's where the Billion Oyster Project comes in. Its goal is to put 1 billion live oysters back into New York Harbor by 2030, in hopes that this will restore the harbor's health. The project involves cleaning up discarded oyster shells from participating restaurants, throwing them into the water in piles, and then seeding them with oyster larvae. These new oysters won't be edible, though, as the water in the harbor is too contaminated. Thus, the Billion Oyster Project is more about education, environmental awareness, and the health of New York Harbor.
Okay, again, it's our News Watch unit for today, and we're talking about something called thirsty concrete. And if you have this thirsty concrete, you should have no more puddles. A puddle, of course, as I said earlier, is when water gathers, usually on the street, or it could be in a field or something like that.
Yeah.
Puddles. And, of course, these are inconvenient on roads and in many different kinds of situations. For me, puddles are kind of inconvenient if you want to play basketball after a rainstorm because there are always puddles on the court, you know, and you got to wait for the water to evaporate. And that can be kind of a problem here. So we're talking about something called thirsty concrete. Concrete is a kind of building material. It's made with rocks and cement kind of mixed together. It's used in sidewalks and in construction and stuff like that. Well, concrete is not something most people pay much attention to. Yes, that's true. We kind of take it for granted. It's all around us. Our society could not function without concrete, but we just kind of don't really pay it much attention.
We really don't pay much attention to concrete unless we run into a situation where they're building or putting down a new sidewalk and you get a chance to write your initials in the wet concrete.
Ooh, that's fun.
We have sidewalks in our backyard at home, and my brother and I, we put our initials in the sidewalk, the concrete before it was dry, and my mom wasn't very happy, but then she laughed, so she understands. Well, this is something that's very interesting. They've come up with a new type of thirsty concrete. It is strange, and it's very new. And why are we calling it thirsty concrete? We'll explain. There's a top mix permeable concrete. If something's permeable, that's an actual word. It's an adjective. It means it's a material that lets liquids or gases pass through it. And it was created by a British company, and it's a super absorbent surface. And it lets water seep through or come through. Absorbent means some material that can take in a lot of liquid, like a sponge that you wash your dishes with, perhaps.
Like a sponge or a paper towel or even a towel, for example.
Yeah.
You want something to be absorbent. It sucks in the water, takes it away from your skin or from the dirty table or whatever. So this particular concrete, I guess, can absorb water. It can suck in surface water. It lets the water seep through it rather than accumulate on the surface. Also here we have the word seep, which is similar to permeate, which means a liquid or whatever can slowly move through some kind of surface to seep through. Sometimes water may seep through your ceiling if it's raining too much, which can be a real pain in the butt during a typhoon. Water can seep through, kind of gradually move through something. And in this particular case, I guess the water can seep through the concrete and it won't accumulate on the surface. To accumulate just means to gather together and then to actually stay there. We use this word in the United States where I'm from. When it snows, the snow usually accumulates on the ground. Remember a couple of months ago it got so cold that it actually snowed in lots of places in Taiwan. I went to Mao Kong to look at the snow there, but it did not accumulate on the ground. Okay, it was snowing there, but as soon as it hit the ground, it melted. So it did not accumulate there.
Yeah, we'll say the snow isn't sticking because it's not cold enough or there's not enough snow. You can accumulate a lot of things, a lot of possessions. If I'm gone from my apartment for a while, maybe I'm traveling back to the States and I come back home, a lot of dust will accumulate inside my apartment. So you got to keep cleaning, you know, because you get a lot of dust if you don't. Now, this particular concrete was invented in an attempt or a try to combat flooding. You know that when we get a lot of rain, there's flooding because there's so much water on the ground that the ground can't take any more in. Now, that's just the soil. Soil can absorb water, but concrete can't. So if you're in an area where that water has no place to go, you're going to have problems with flooding. And they do in Britain, actually. They do in Great Britain. So this was a chance to maybe try to get rid of all the puddles on bike paths and racetracks. because those can be kind of dangerous and also very dirty. Now, Tom, you ride a bike.
Yeah.
What happens when you bike through a puddle of water?
Well, you spray water up, of course, and you might spray yourself with that water. Not to mention you might skid on that puddle and fall down and get run over by a big bus or something like that. So you certainly don't want that to happen. So, yes, indeed, here in Taiwan, we've got bike paths all over the place, and I'm sure bicyclists would love to see those puddles disappear as soon as possible. And racetracks, of course, I kind of mentioned the basketball courts, outdoor courts, but this is also a problem for racetracks, like for cars or running tracks. You know, if it rains, they got to wait a long time for that water to clear away. And this way, the concrete would suck it in. It would absorb it.
Cool.
And they could continue with the competition.
Now, let's move on to the second paragraph here. The second paragraph says, the special concrete allows water to drain through a system of large pebbles into a loose layer of rubble. Then permeating, there's our verb, permeating into a bottom layer of soil. That's how it works. Now, we've been talking about something, water seeping in or being absorbed. To drain is a similar word. If you drain something, it means the water, the liquids running out or leaving something. For example, in the winter, sometimes people in Arizona, where I'm from, they'll drain their swimming pool. So they'll let all of the water out of the pool to clean it, you know, during the winter time when we don't swim. So here the water is actually draining through a system they've put together, which includes large pebbles. Those are rocks, smooth rocks, pebbles, into a loose layer of rubble. What's rubble, Tom?
Rubble is kind of a lot of pieces of stone or brick or concrete and other things kind of just at the bottom of something. If a house falls down in an
earthquake,
it will be left in rubble. There'll be a bunch of rubble there. Just all these different kinds of hard materials gathered in one place.
So rubble is non-count, too.
That's right. You don't say rubble. So that's really weird. I should not have said that, but yes, there's a lot of rubble underneath this concrete. It's a loose layer of rubble, so the water can permeate down there and seep down there, and then it can supposedly drain away, and that supposedly can help flooding, or it can get rid of those puddles on bike paths, in the streets, and on racetracks. And also in this sentence, we have the word permeate, which is similar to seep. It just means something slowly flows into something, or it can flow through a membrane or the actual surface itself. Now, embedded drainage channels further increase the amount of water the concrete can absorb. If something's embedded, that means it's placed someplace and it remains there.
Yeah, it's there firmly and deeply inside something else or surrounding other things surround it. So embedded drainage channels, they put these channels in the concrete, they further increase the amount of water the concrete can absorb. We've got a lot of words here that mean pretty much the same thing. We just use them in different ways. To absorb also means to take in or soak up. You can soak up energy or liquid, either by a chemical action or a physical action. I don't know, I could say, wow, my brain has absorbed a lot of knowledge since I've been on this earth. But you can also absorb water, of course, we're talking about that. You can absorb a lot of sunshine, too. Hmm. The company claims that the concrete is able to prevent flash flooding. Flash flooding means flooding that happens without much warning. It suddenly just starts flooding without a lot of warning, so you got to be prepared, and people can actually die in flash flooding.
And, of course, it can also help cool the ground when it's really hot outside, which is a problem for Taiwan here. So this sounds like something that Taiwan should check out.
I like
that. Yes, here we're saying all the good points here, but however, the concrete does have some disadvantages. Disadvantages, of course, are things that don't help you. They are unfavorable, and they reduce the chances of success, or they're not effective. Now, for example, in areas where the weather gets too cold, the concrete may suffer damage if the water below freezes and cracks the surface. This won't be a problem for Taiwan here because it never gets below freezing here, at least not in the lower elevations.
No, it really doesn't. Now, if something cracks, guys, it just means there's a line on the surface of something. It's split, but it hasn't broken apart completely. Wow, we don't want that. So it's kind of fun that it will cool down the environment because we all know Taiwan's hot in the summer. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to talk about oysters in New York Harbor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天首先要来看的是一种新的 concrete 混凝土。我们在第一段的第三个句子里面看到 top mix permeable concrete created by a British company is a super absorbent surface covering that lets water seep through it rather than accumulate on the surface.在这种呢新的混凝土称之为 top mix permeable。其实 permeable 这个字原本是有形容词，代表着可穿透的、有渗透性的。这种混凝土呢是由一家英国的公司所制造出来的，它的特征就在于 super absorbent surface covering， 它是一种呢有超强吸水力的一个表面覆盖物。它可以让水呢渗透过去，而不是呢让水堆积在表面上，而造成我们常常看到的一些水洼咯，或者是水坑。Accumulate 当作动词，有累积的意思。举个例子来说， Dust had accumulated during her absence， 代表着她不在的时候，灰尘就累积了起来。而后面再继续提到呢，这种特殊的混凝土呢，可以呢把它就铺在我们常见的这些街道上面，好处呢就有很多了。那么在第二段最后一句提到， The company claims that the concrete is able to prevent flash flooding.And that the stored water underneath will also help cool the ground when it's particularly hot outside. 很多的好处，而这家公司还宣称 claim 呢，可以用动词解释成为宣称、声称。你可以用 that 加子句，或者是 to 加原形动词。在这里我们看到的是 that 加子句，而 that 后面呢，还有一个And that, 要注意哦，第二个 that 是不可以省略的。在这里提到，他说这种混凝土呢，是可以预防 flash flooding。Flooding 大家都知道咯，指的就是淹水，而 flash 在这里当作形容词，解释成为突如其来的。譬如说 ,a flash storm 指的是突如其来的暴风雨。所以它可以呢预防这种突如其来的洪水。另外一个呢就是储存在底下的水 ,the stored water underneath, 就可以帮助你呢当外面天气炎热的时候可以 cool the ground, 让你的地面比较冷却一些。刚刚讲到 claim 呢除了用 that 加子句还可以用不定词，举个例子来说 ,she claims to be an excellent pianist, 指的呢就是她宣称自己是一位优秀的钢琴家。最后一段的最后一句，For example, in areas where the weather gets too cold, the concrete may suffer damage if the water below freezes and cracks the surface. 前面提到好处，最后一段提到了它的缺点。举例来说 ,in areas where, 要注意哦，这里的 where 后面加的是完整句子，是关系副词引导后面的子句。在这些呢天气会很冷的地区呢，这样子的混凝土可能会遭受损坏。因为呢可能它地表下的水结冰会造成表面裂开来。在这里的爆裂、破裂可以使用动词 crack。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
We shall resume our lesson now and talk about oysters returning to New York Harbor. A harbor is a part of the ocean that kind of sticks in close to a city, and big ships can come in. We've got Geelong Harbor and Kaohsiung Harbor.
Sure.
And the one in Taichung there as well. And there are smaller harbors like in Hualien and Suao.
Taichung has a harbor?
Yes, not in Taichung. It's like near Taichung. I can't remember the name of it. Mm. Sorry, people in Taichung, don't kill me. I just can't remember what it's called. But in any case, strange as it may seem, oysters are an important part of New York's history. I did not know that. I guess people in New York have been eating oysters for a long time, and the waters of New York Harbor were the perfect place for oysters to thrive. If something thrives, that means it is able to grow and develop really well and really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's probably because the Hudson River meets the ocean there, so the water is perfect, the temperature is just right, so oysters can thrive there.
Well, in return, the oysters not only kept the water clean, this is something I didn't know about oysters, they actually help clean the water where they live, but these oysters were enjoyed as a delicacy by the locals. If you eat some sort of delicacy, it's usually a type of food that's special. It's probably more expensive than the day-to-day noodles that we eat or the rice that we eat. So it was kind of expensive and it was a treat. But now, after hundreds of years of horrible things like sewage is dirty water that comes from your bathrooms and your kitchens. That water from the bathroom is especially dirty. There's also lots of pollution that's happened over the years. And dredging. Dredging is something I had to look up. It means to bring up or clear some stuff from the river harbor. So there's a lot of dirty water and dirty soil, and everything's just been accumulating or building up in the harbor there. And all of these things have contributed to the complete disappearance of oysters in the harbor. It's so dirty there that those little oysters can't even survive.
Wow, I wonder if that's the case of the Danshui River here in Taiwan. Maybe oysters could thrive there, but because of sewage and pollution and stuff like that, all the oysters are gone. I don't know. It's just an interesting question to ask.
Hmm.
Moving on now to the next paragraph here.
Uh-huh.
It says, that's where the Billion Oyster Project comes in. We often say this, that's where something comes in. That means this particular thing is going to change the situation. Hey, we're having some problem with our sales in mainland China. That's where John comes in. He's a new employee. He's had experience with that.
Yeah.
He's going to help improve our sales in mainland China. And in any case, yes, the Billion Oyster Project is going to try to save this situation. And its goal, this particular project,
mm-hmm.
its goal is to put 1 billion live oysters back into New York Harbor by the year 2013 in hopes that this will restore the harbor's health. So this is a project, and they're going to put 1 billion oysters into New York Harbor. They are live oysters. They're not dead. They're still alive. And their goal is to restore the health or the cleanliness of the harbor. If you restore something, that means you bring something back to its original condition.
Cool. Now, how this works is the project involves cleaning up discarded oyster shells from participating restaurants. What they're going to do is go to some of these restaurants who are willing to get involved or participate and say, hey, give us your oyster shells that you don't want anymore. After you've eaten an oyster, you don't need the shell, so you discard it or throw it away. So they're going to pick up those oyster shells that the restaurants have thrown out, and then they're going to throw them into the water in piles. A pile is a big amount of something that just is topped, piled on top of each other. We use pile as a noun and a verb, stacked on top of each other. So lots of oyster shells are going to be put into the water, and then they're going to seed them with oyster larvae. So larvae is a little baby oyster. Is that correct?
Am I saying that yeah, right? It's an immature form of some kind of creature, especially an insect. It's like a bug. It's actually come out of its egg, but it's not quite an adult yet. So that's what larvae is. And again, this is the plural form of larva. One larva, many larvae. Now, these new oysters won't be edible, though. If something's edible, that means it can be eaten. but they won't be edible. You can't eat them. If you do, you'll get sick because the water in the harbor is too contaminated. If something is contaminated, it is impure. It's not pure. It's been polluted by various things, by pollution, by poison, by sewage, whatever.
Right, so it's dangerous to eat it if it's not edible. So because of the, you know, the sewage, the pollution, the dredging, the water is still contaminated. But you know what? These cute little oysters are being thrown down there in the larvae. They're one day going to clean up the harbor. So perhaps one day, Tom, we'll be able to harvest oysters from the New York Harbor once again and eat them. Because they'll be edible once we clean up the water. We'll have to wait and see how long that takes, though.
Well, maybe they can feed the oysters to New York's rats. Because New York is not New York without the rats.
Oh,
if the rats are gone, no one would want to go there and visit.
Sorry, Tom. I disagree here. We can let the rats actually starve and die in New York. I hate the rats in New York.
Yeah, well, I was just joking there, of course. A lot of American cities are known for their large rat population.
Hey, guess what? I was walking along the sidewalk here in Taipei the other day, and a big fat rat ran across the sidewalk, and I thought, am I in New York City again?
Yeah, rats, they can survive pretty well, but we're talking about oysters today, and they're trying to restore the original condition of New York Harbor through this project here. And the Oyster Project, or the Billion Oyster Project, is more about education. It's also about environmental awareness. Awareness means you're aware of something, you have knowledge, or you perceive that thing. And it's also about the health of New York Harbor. So we certainly wish them the best of luck. And thank you for joining us, everybody. But before we say goodbye, we need to hear from our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到呢，牡蛎相关的新闻，在这里提到呢，其实牡蛎在纽约的历史当中是很重要的。我们看到第一段的最后一句提到 ，However, hundreds of years of sewage, pollution, and dredging have contributed to the complete disappearance of oysters in the harbor。在这个纽约的港口呢，你会发现几百年来的这些污水。我们用 sewage， 那么 pollution 当然代替的是污染，而大量的捞捕我们则用 dredging 这个字，那么导致造成呢，牡蛎已经完全消失于纽约港了。 contribute to 就等于 lead to， 这解释成为导致造成的意思。举个例子来说， Tom 的建议呢，大大的促成了我们工作的完成。Tom's suggestion has greatly contributed to the accomplishment of our work. 所以接下来要介绍的就是 The Billion Oyster Project, 十亿牡蛎计划。它的目标在哪里呢？这里提到 ,Its goal is to put 1 billion live oysters back into New York Harbor by 2030.In hopes that this will restore the harbor's health. 它的目标就是要在西元2030年前把十亿颗活的牡蛎放进去纽约港。In hopes that, 加子句就是有怎么样子的希望，希望这样的港口可以恢复健康。我们使用了动词 restore, 就有复原跟恢复的意思。除了看到 in hopes that 加子句，我们还常常会看到 in hopes of 来加名词，譬如说 in hopes of better lives 就代表着怀着生活更美好的一个希望。接着我们来看到最后一句， Thus the Billion Oyster Project is more about education, environmental awareness, and the health of New York Harbor。重点不是在要吃这些牡蛎，而是在教育、环境意识跟纽约港的健康。在这里的 awareness 则是解释成为觉察或者是意识的意思。以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you learned some stuff with our news unit. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
And as a former New York resident for 15 years, I hope they actually clean up the New York Harbor. That would be awesome. So for English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Bye.